Right after Tisha B'Av, we have Shabbos Nachamu. It's Alpi Chazal, which is born in Tosfos and Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, from the Psikta. The Chazal Mesaken, and after the Gimel Haftaris of the Paranusa that we read during the Yimei Ben Amitzorim. So we have the Shiva Haftaris of Nechama that lead us up to Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Shabbos Shuva. And Avada, you have to understand, what is Nechama come? We're still in Galus. And right after Tisha B'Av, although the Nechama is really talking about Lasid Lavoi, Bizmana Mashiach, but the fact that we read these Haftaras of Necham Tanel, Chazal are obviously saying that we could taste the Necham already now. What is it doing now? What's the place during Galus? And the message is clear. After a Tisha B'Av, after we went through Avelus, after we felt that we're missing so badly the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, now we have a little bit of a Shaychas to Nechama. Maybe this is Merumas in the Pasuk in Eichon Paragimel. Yitain ba'ofer piu ulai yesh tikva. After we feel the tzara, after yitain ba'ofer piu, after we sit in avelus, we sit on the floor, ulai yesh tikva, this is our ray of hope. When we see that we can't go vayter, we need the churban amigdash, we need the binyan beis amigdash. This is our shaychus to nechama. We'd like to try to understand a little bit the idea of nechama in the Torah, and specifically the nechama of Nachamu Ami. There's a gavaldig Rashi in the beginning of the Torah, at the end of Parshas Bereishis. That which it says right before the Mabul. Vayinochim Hashem ki osa es ha'odam ba'oretz. The Kadosh Baruch Hu kilu had charoto, that he created in the creation of Adam. Rashi touches up, what is the word vayinochim? Dover Acher Rashi says, vayinochim nepcho mashavto yishol mokho mimidas rachma mimidas adin. There was a change of mind in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He regretted kilu. He changed his mind in that which he really created the world with midas rachmim. And it was nepcho ne'ala midas adin. And Rashi fears always, it means many psukim, many examples of Nechama in the Torah, and he says, Kulam loshein machshava acherisim. We see from Rashi, the idea of Nechama, whenever it's used in the Torah, the idea of Nechama is a change of perspective. When an event, something happened, and at the time when it happened, it had a certain flavor, it was recorded and happened in a certain way. When we're able to later on go back in time and retroactively change our perspective of what happened, b'shas ma'isa, that's a nechama. When we talk about a nechama of consolation, it's taking a bad event, a tzara, and it's able to change the perspective. And it's able to take what once was and see it in a different way. And Kinnira, this is the yichud of nechama. The nechama is not only a promise that good times are going to come. The Nechama is not only saying Mashiach is going to come, that's many other psukim. The uniqueness of Nachamu, Nachamu Ami is to take the tzaris, all the tzaris of the Golos, all the Bechiel Adoris, the terrible tzaris that Klal Yisrael went throughout the Doris, all the patches, all the Oinjim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to change the perspective, and he's going to say not only future bright days are there to come. What happened, Limafreya, retroactively, I'm going to show you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I'm going to show you how it was all a toiva. It was all part of what's bringing about my connection to you. And Kinnira, this is Nitzrach, this is necessary for the Gula Shleima. We need Nachamu, Nachamu, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to have the Shleimus HaKesher, it's not enough to tell Yerushalayim, to tell Klal Yisrael, that there's going to be a good time. There's still going to be a scar from the past. In order to remove that scar, the only way is what's the Mahalach called Nechama. It's to change around, to take away that was once the scar. The something, the tzara that B'Shaita was viewed as a tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to be mahapichit l'mashu acher. He's able to change our perspective. That's the koyach of Nechama. The Psikta Rabasi in Perek Lamed Aleph says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to do this job of Nechama, he's going to try to send Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov in order to be Menachem, Yerushalayim, and Klal Yisrael. And it's not going to work. It's only going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvayd v'atzmi is able to be Menachem. Why? Why is this true? So we could explain, Al pi Pasuk, another Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Samach Vav Pasuk, Yud Gimel. The Pasuk says, Ki ish asher imay tenachamenu, kein anoichi menachemchem, ubi Yerushalayim tenuchamu. The spitz mashal, the best mashal for the person who is able to be menachim, the best consoler in the world is a mother. Kish asher imoy tenachamenu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to menachem us. What's so special about a mother, the ability to console? The answer is when someone goes through a tremendous loss, he loses a close one. He loses somebody so dear to him. It's such a part of his life. And people come to be menachim. Anything a person tries to say, again, the nechama is not only to go weiter, nechama is to say, to console the lost, to try to gain a different perspective on what happened. The Baal HaTzara will always feel that the menachim, the consoler, doesn't really appreciate what his the pain and the anguish and the hurt that he went through. He doesn't really feel through and through. How could he go and take what once was and try to change my look on that, change my perspective? He didn't live with me. He's not empathizing totally. The only one who can empathize with another person totally is a mother, a mama. A mama. A mother feels through and through the pain of her child. She is the only one who can totally proper be menachim. She could say, I felt the pain, and from dusvegen, and even so, I want to give you another look, be able to see how it was taka for good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, he is the ultimate mother. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who brought all of our tzaras in this galus, and he is the one who felt every single last cry, krechs, every single last part of motion of every yid throughout the doris, throughout the generations of the tzoras that they went through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who could say, Kein anoichi menachemchem. I could be menachem you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate menachem who b'shalayim tenuchamu. And weiter, understanding a little bit more, the nechama v'nachamu nachamu ami. I want to bring another medrash, a very famous medrash. It's brought in Eicha Rabba, Medrash Rabba, in Eicha. At the end of Parsha Aleph, Ois Nun Zayin, the Medrash says that the Etzem, there's a double lashon of Nechama over here, and this is a continuation of a certain cycle. The Medrash says, Klal Yisrael chotu b'chuflayim, their chet was double, d'chsiv chet chotu b'yushalayim, a pasuk in Eichon Perek Aleph, v'loku b'chuflayim, the oynish and the patch that they received in two galus was kiflayim. That's a pasuk in this week's haftar, in the haftar of Shabbos Nachem. Uki loksa miyad Hashem kiflayim b'kol chatoiseh. They got a double patch, a double malchus. Umis nachamim b'kiflayim. At the end, they have a nechama b'kiflayim. D'chsiv nachamu nachamu ami yoimar eloi keichet. What is the idea of chet, the double chet, the double hakod, the double oynish, the double golus, and the double nechama? So I think the Mahalach, as many Mepharshim say, maybe try to develop it a little bit. Rabbi Chanan is born in Kovetz Haaretz. He has a maimer on Shuvah. He says, Yisoid, then every chait, be'etzim, there are two aspects. Every chait, besides the actual defect, the begam of the actual chait that it causes to the person and the world, there's a second aspect, a second dimension. A dimension of a merida, a disconnect in the relationship between the Yovera, the Yid and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps you could say this a tiny bit differently, very similar. That we have in our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have two, it's a double-fold relationship. It's, we're like Banim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avodim, like we say in Yom HaNayroim, Im Ke Banim, Im Ke Avodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu Malkeinu. As an Eved, our job is to perform Ratzon Hashem, to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business going, so to speak. Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, perform the mitzvahs that keep this world going, the ruchiness of this world running. In our relationship as Bonim, it's all about relationship. It's not a business relationship. It's totally a relationship of love. The Kesher itself is, that's our job, to be Bonim Av Hashem Amokim, and to do Ritzoyne because to keep the Kesher, not because of the Te'elis it has in delivering the what we're supposed to delivering in the mitzvahs, Asiyas and mitzvahs and Ratzon Hashem. Kinira, this is the idea of chet chotah Yerushalayim. It's mavur. The lashon is that it's a double chet. It's not only there are two separate things. It's double. Everything is double. It's twofold. In every chet, there's a double aspect. We are poigim our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an eved to a melech. We are poigim that. There's that pagam. There's the actual defect of the etzem chet. And then there's also pagam in our relationship as a ben to an av. As a ben to an av, we're spitting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face. We're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a message, we are not following your ways. That's not the way a son acts to a father. That's chet chotah b'Yerushalayim. That's a double. In every chet, there's a double, a twofold dimension. In parallel to this is loku b'kiflayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be manishos, when he sends us into Golas Gerushin, there's a twofold dimension. Keneged, what we just said. Not only is that some patch, the etzem poronius, the etzem hurt, of the Holocaust and the like that we discovered, that we experienced throughout the Golos, all the trials and tribulations that Klal Yisrael went through, the anguish, the sorrow, the tears, the tzaras, and the prat and the klal. Besides the actual tzara, perhaps even worse is the nituk, is the patch that we received. We didn't receive just an oynish from somebody who's a disremoved king. We received from our father. It's a gerushin. It's like when a husband gives a wife a get. Besides that, she doesn't get support anymore. It's the patch. It's the nituk in the relationship. It's the disconnection. It's the feeling of being banished. It's the feeling of being sent away from your loved one. That's the loku b'kaflayim. That's the double hakod that we survived. That's the emotional state of Klal Yisrael being banished and being forsaken, kaviyochol, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hester upon him. And can neged that, and that this is the oisphere, the end is the nechama b'kaflayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we mentioned before, in order to have the shleimus of the kesher, for us, lasid lavoi, we need to be consoled. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKapanim B'Rev Chazdei, feels the need to console us. So the Nechama is going to be B'Keflayim. It's going to be over both aspects and both dimensions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only going to show us how the Etzim Patch, the actual Tzaras and the Peronius, were L'Toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to show that Nituk in the Kesher, that disconnect, that banishment, that Gerushin, that Get, that Krisis L'Chara, that was only going to add to our relationship. He's not only going to show us that as avodim, we are. It's going to propel our ability to be mekadoshim shemayim, can kilu mekayim mitzvahs, but also in a kesher as bonim la'av, it's going to be a mahalach of even kirva yisig doyla and ish li'isha and bonim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A kesher is even going to be greater. That's the double nechama of nachamu nachamu ami. We say in Kaddish every day, always we say, Le'elo, Mikol, Bechosa, Vishiroso, Tush, Bechosa, Venechamosa. What does it mean, Le'elo, Mikol, Nechamosa? I understand, Bechosa, Tush, Bechosa. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Le'elo, Mikol, Nechamosa? He's higher than any consolation. And obviously, when we say Le'elo, it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a little higher. It means it's a different league. The message here is, the Nechama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a total different type of Nechama that we don't find of the likes in this world. Every nechama in this world, there's a kasha with a teretz. There's a kasha with a teretz. There's a problem, a terrible thing that we can answer and explain what was the purpose. We could show retroactively what it was for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nechama is what the Mahalach called kushya me'ikar lesa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he calls his nechamim, when he will eventually be menachamos, nachamu, nachamu ami, we won't even feel it was ever a kasha. It will totally disappear and melt away any questions we ever had. It will be so clear how this only furthered and deepened our ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avodim and deepened and connect our connection as Bonim Lamokon. When we start feeling it now through our Tisha B'Av, we should start feeling the Nechama of Nachum Ami and Zoyche to Nechama HaShleima B'Korah B'Meir of Yameinu. Good Shabbos.